Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, as promised. We're at the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California. It happened last weekend, but because of our production schedule, we had to pre-record the show. So you're going to hear the magic after it actually took place in Long Beach, California. I am standing here with the man behind the madness, the big kahuna of the Scuba Show, as well as Dive Training Magazine. That'd be Mr. Mark Young. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Greg. How are you?
I am swell. It is so it's so nice to be out here on the left coast with all our diving buddies here. It's a massive event. The show looks great, as always. I mean, you're pretty proud, as you should be.
Yeah, it's a good market. This is a terrific market for everybody in the industry.
Exactly. Now, we are set up right now in front of the Scuba Show. Actually, right before you go in, we warm up the crowd. We just did that. We had a massive amount of people out here. They got a shark cage set up here. Where did the shark cage come from, Mark?
This is donated by the Solmar 5 Group. We've had it for a couple of years.
Nice. And you can come up. It has a backdrop of a couple great whites. You can get in the cage and get your picture taken, and it looks like you're in the water with them. And then you hashtag it on social media, and then they give away trips and all kinds of good stuff. It's an amazing thing. A couple of people just did this. What's your name?
Lisa.
Lisa and?
Jared.
And you guys are from where, Jared?
Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Minneapolis, Minnesota. Holy crap. You traveled farther than I did almost, I think.
Yeah,
I'm from Orlando. Why, just for the Scuba Show. Mm-hmm. You did. So what do you guys do back home?
I work in medical device industry.
Yeah.
And we
you dive for fun?
Dive for fun, warm diving. We tried Minnesota.
You're a warm water wuss like me.
Couldn't
know you
the
live
Minnesota
in Minnesota.
Lake diving. Too cold. We lasted 10 minutes on one dive and 15 on another, so we stick to warm water.
Lake Minnetonka, is that what's up in that
neck of the woods?
Have you guys dived over there?
No, not Minnetonka.
No.
Okay. You leave that to all the cold water divers. You come out here to the West Coast and stuff. So is this a new thing for you to come out here to the Scuba Show or what?
We've been to the Midwest Scuba Shows, and this is kind of on our diving bucket list of stuff to come out to this one because it's amazing. There's nothing.
This is by far the, I hate to play favorites, but Mark does such an amazing job with the Scuba Show out here in Long Beach, and it has gotten bigger and better than ever year after year. They're going to break records this year for sure. But first time out here for this event. So what are you looking for exactly?
Just to see all the different trips, what's different on the West Coast diving.
Just see, are you doing any diving while you're out here or no?
No, not time. I wish
it's too cold out there still.
Catalina Island one, but it sounded like the water was pretty cold.
Yeah. They're still in the, what is it out there in Catalina, Mark? 60s?
I think it's in the 70s right now.
No, you are a liar.
No, it's in the 70s right now.
Really?
Yeah, low 70s.
Low 70s, but that's still way too cold for me.
Well, not for a dry suit or a 7 mil.
A 7 mil? No. It's dry suit. It's dry suit stuff for me if it's below 75. Are you with me on that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yes. Have you guys dove a little bit? Have you done liveaboards, things like that around the
Never
world or what?
Liveaboard. No, we haven't. We'd
and
love to.
And that's why you did the picture in the shark cage. You might win a liveaboard trip to go dive with. You never dove with the great whites or anything like that yet?
No.
So that's on the list, huh?
We'd love to. Absolutely would love to.
Oh, get in there, go win a trip, or find one you want to buy. Either way.
Definitely the dive bucket list is getting bigger, seeing all this stuff and the equipment.
Awesome. Yes.
Pretty cool to see.
Yeah, the diving bucket list never gets shorter.
No,
you just find new things to add to it.
Longer,
yes,
so.
Exactly. Well,
to see people that passionate too, right?
Yes, you guys love it.
Really cool.
What level of certification are you?
Advanced.
Advanced open water. Yeah.
Okay, man. You've then did what have you done to the Caribbean then, or what?
Caribbean, Hawaii. He's done a lot more than
like Hawaii. You did the night manta dive.
We did the manta dive and the dark water or deep water dive.
The human lure dive.
Yeah,
you get down there from a wire and just hang in the space.
Out of this world, otherworldly.
And you live through it though.
Yes. Little weird at first, but it was very cool.
Well, there you go. We'll go on into the scuba show. Thanks for talking to us. We appreciate it.
Oh,
they're going to the seminars. Yeah, they got a full line of seminar things going on. You bet. Thank you. See? You know, you run into cool people like that throughout the day.
Isn't that something?
It's awesome. You know, they came all the way from Minnesota.
We've been in the business for so long. Sometimes you forget the excitement that the newer people have.
Yeah.
And it brings back the memories that we should have that too, right? We should keep that. We should keep it. What am I talking about?
We have memories.
To see it, it rubs off on me big time.
Well, it is. You know, when you see new people come into the show and stuff like that, it kind of keeps things fresh. Even though we've seen it, we get, jaded a little bit. You know what I mean? Because we're used to it. But when you see it through those fresh eyes, it kind of energizes you a little.
It never gets old. But to see the excitement and remember your I'm saying that all wrong because it's always exciting. But to see it from fresh eyes, it's just unbelievable.
It keeps things, just going in the right direction. You love seeing that. And when you get to share that activity that we love of diving with people, we know how cool it is. But when you see people experience it for the first time, that's a very rewarding thing as a diver as far as, like, passing it on and that kind of stuff. The fact that they came all the way from Minnesota is remarkable. That is so cool that they came all the way out here to California from Minnesota to come to the scuba show.
That's terrific. Yep. Yeah.
Long Beach, California. A lot of stuff to do here. You know, it's a great location for
beautiful
a show.
Facility.
You can dive. You can go over to Catalina Island like they were talking about. I'm going to do that in a day or two. So next week I'll be talking about that little adventure as well.
Awesome.
But we had a great time, as always, opening the show. I know you've been working like a maniac leading up to this show, but things have been trending in the right direction. Business is looking good, and you're feeling good in that regard, right, Mark?
Yeah, the market's strong right now. Yeah, the diving market's strong. People are really into the market, and not just the dive show, but I mean, I'm hearing from manufacturers, I'm hearing from retailers. Things are really going well right now.
Yeah, I mean,
a lot of excitement.
You know, Mark, does the scuba show as kind of like his give back to the dive industry, pretty much. And then they run Dive Training Magazine too, which is by far the best dive magazine in the world. There you go. See.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, I'm just speaking the truth. You know, I'm Mark Young. He's kind of a big deal. As you know, the fact that he tolerates our nonsense on Scuba Radio is something that I'll never quite understand. But I thank you immensely, my friend.
I've been a Scuba Radio supporter for your outreach and your excitment for years and years.
Despite my personality.
How many decades has it been?
20? It feels like 30, but it's only been 22.
22. Super. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it is.
Awesome.
You know, Mark Young, literally, he is one of those guys in the dive industry that has given back so many ways. He supported Scuba Radio in the early days when nobody gave me the time of day. And then he constantly does this for other people. But that's how we grow the industry. And you've kind of ingrained that in me as well. When I see people coming up, you know, I want to give them a leg up or like, hey, come on up to this dive platform. Let's see what we can do and kind of share the love of diving. That's what it's really all about, right?
Like the mermaids, right?
The mermaids.
You give them a leg up.
Well, when they've sold their soul to the sea witch and can walk around in legs, maybe we'll give them a leg up. But yeah, I came up a little short on my mermaids.
Yeah, you did.
You know, my mermaids actually split town right before I got here. They heard I was coming this time, and we had some West Coast mermaids set up, and they went to Italy. So, of course, when we opened the show this morning, first question they come up to me, it's not like, hey, Greg, how you doing? It's like, hey, we're the mermaids. You know, but it's just, I just kind of go with
it. Did a lot of people mention that this morning?
We had a few. I mean, it kind of goes with the territory. You know, people have kind of associated Scuba Radio with the mermaids and the fact that, you know, to put up with my, you know, shenanigans and nonsense.
Who just wants to see you?
No one. I've learned that over 22. It took 22 years, but I realized very early on that they didn't want to see me. But when we go out in public, if I bring mermaids, they will tolerate me. So today, when we didn't have mermaids, they were, I had to grease the wheel with some giveaways.
And you did, man. You did. You had them excited out here.
Well, we had our snorkel blast thing going, and we went for distance and height on the snorkel blast.
Terrific. Actually, soon we're gonna have video posted. of that.
Are you?
Yeah, we're gonna. So we'll tell you where to tell your listeners to tune in.
Yes. So if you weren't here, if you're one of the people that missed this, we captured some of that on video this time, and yeah, they're going to put together a nice little package video about the scuba show, and they'll have that on that they can blackmail me with, like Greg, you said this, you weren't supposed to, that kind of stuff. But yeah, we had them blasting little Nerf bullets out of snorkels all the way down the hall here at the scuba show, and the person who won is going on a trip to Sabo with me next month with Explorer Ventures.
Cool.
So that's kind of a nice bonus. I think they were pretty happy about how that did. I gave them just the incentive they needed to blow that Nerf bullet all the way down the hallway. It was pretty impressive.
Cool.
A lot of hot air in that guy. But yeah, it was a good time. It always is. It's always about sharing the love of diving. And this is the center of the diving universe this weekend, Long Beach, California, the Scuba Show. And we are going to broadcast some more from the show floor next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the party.
We're going to have some fun without a dive.
At the party. Scuba party.
Now don't stay behind. Don't get left out.
At the party.
Now the scuba party is here and it's here to stay.
Scuba party, scuba party.
If you want some fun, that's the only way.
Scuba party, scuba party.
We're gonna dive in and swim all about, move around just like the top. Now at the party, a big, big party.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm at the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California. Mark Young, the man behind the madness. He won't leave me alone. Look at him. No, he's still here. He's still wandering, but he just walked in because we're having a scuba party. And so, you know, I'm talking to all my buddies in the dive industry, you know, Mark Young. And then, of course, I come across Jerry Beatty, Clay McCardle from Explorer Ventures. We're all hanging out, having some coffee, giving our feet a rest. But, Jerry, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. I'm just getting broke in here at the show on the first day.
Yes, well, it happens. And, Clay, you ready?
No.
I didn't think so. Yeah, it's still at the beginning of the show. We're taping Scuba Radio today, and it's very early in the process. So the fact that your feet are already hurting you is a good sign for business, but not necessarily a good sign for your individual physicality. Is that what you're trying to say?
Either that, or I should have walked a mile, commute to work each morning for the last couple of weeks to prepare myself.
You have to, this is like an Olympic event when you're an exhibitor at some of these shows. You have to prepare and get the body in shape because, you got to put in a few steps on the tracker there, So I'm doing that, but I love it. You feed off the people you meet, right?
Exactly. Which is a little bit scary when I'm sitting here with you two.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. I was like, where is this going to go? I'm sure it's going to take a... It's going to divert here into a bad area, but that's okay. It's good to see my friends. And the great thing about being in the industry so long for someone like myself is I get to catch up with my buddies that I usually talk to just on the phone. So it's nice to see you guys in person. The three of us together. I mean, that doesn't happen very often, does it, Clay?
When's the last time it did happen?
Was it at your wedding?
Yeah, it might have been.
I don't know. I mean, we see each other at DEMA, but getting all three of us together is a trick. But we're going to try to do this in a month from now. So this is like a precursor. And then Clay's like shaking his head like, oh, God, what did I get myself into? But, yeah, we're going to Saba June 1st, right?
We are going to Saba June 1st, and I am paying the bar bill. I don't know how I got roped into that one.
Yeah, you got Jerry and myself. So you've stocked up on vodka.
Well,
and
there's a burning question out there. I mean, minds want to know, is he going to really show up? With that kind of an obligation, is he really going to show up on that boat and go diving with us?
Clay?
I'm currently planning to.
Okay. We got that on the record. It is so true. But, there's a reason he wants to go. Not because Jerry and myself are on the trip. That's kind of like the caveat. Yeah, that's the reason not to. But the reason you want to go is because we're going to do some exploratory, diving on the Caribbean Explorer 2, right?
Yeah, we're going to have a fun trip. We're going to do something different. We're starting in St. Kitts, and we're going south down to Redondo. And then we're going further south, even down to Montserrat, spending some time down diving those two islands. Redondo's uninhabited, and Montserrat has an incredible history of volcanic eruptions and mass dislocations of people. It
sounds just like the perfect place to go.
Oh, underwater life is still there. So.
Well, that's what I've heard. I've actually heard the diving is quite spectacular, but because of the volcanic activity, they've suffered tourism the last few years, and it's started to rebound now. Isn't that the case? There, Jerry?
We're going to be the first ones in there in a long time. Now, they've got a local dive shop, and we're going to meet up with them, and they do some diving, but as far as really getting in and finding out what's going on, as far as we know, there's not been anything written about it.
So this is really going to be an adventure, even more so than, if you just go on any itinerary that's, the typical itinerary for the Saba St. Kitts trip on the Caribbean Explorer 2, it's remarkable. It's just an amazing adventure. The fact that we're going on a Discover type adventure, I just love the element of the unknown. It's like, I feel like Josh Gates from Expedition Unknown that we were talking to a couple weeks ago. We're going on and doing our own little thing, and we'll be able to report back to everybody and, maybe dodge lava flying through the sky. No, that doesn't happen anymore down there, right?
You're getting a little carried away. I mean, it's exciting, but,
imagination runs wild.
Plus years ago.
It was that long? Okay. Well, we'll go there.
The volcano still has a little bit of a nicotine habit. It does smoke occasionally, but, other than that, it's pretty safe.
Well, to boldly dive where not many divers have dove before or something like that.
Yep, exactly.
We'll do something fun. But I love that. And, Redondo ought to be pretty cool, too. That's right down there by St. Kitts and Nevis, right?
Yeah, it's right between Nevis and Montserrat. So.
Oh, Montserrat, okay. Yeah, I didn't even know that about that island. I mean, I've been to Nevis. I just didn't know about Redondo.
Not many people have gone there. It's a big rock in the middle of the ocean.
Well, there you go. So we're going there to kind of do some exploratory diving. Who knows if it pops up on a regular itinerary, but we'll have to wait and see what we see, I guess, right?
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. It'll be fun.
Now, if you want to join Jerry, Clay, possibly, and myself, all you have to do is call up Explore Ventures, 1-800-322-3577. Tell them you want to be on the trip with us next month, June 1st to the 8th. We go out of St. Kitts, so you fly out of St. or fly into St. Kitts, then we end up the week in St. Martin. So it's that kind of itinerary, but it will be a trip you will never forget, despite the fact that you got to tolerate myself Jerry's a lot of fun. He's a great drinking buddy. That's why he's on board with me. And but, you know, it's just going to be a treat. So all the extra stuff that we throw into the mix kind of makes it a little more unique than usual. You think, Clay?
I am looking forward to it. It'll be fun.
What about the diving? What do you know about the diving yourself there, Jerry?
Well, Montserrat is the only place in the Caribbean that's actually produced land. The lava runoff is produced almost a half acre that didn't exist before the explosion of the volcano. And volcanic underwater structures are completely different than anything else you see in the whole Caribbean. So I want to see it with my own eyes. I think the only thing I've ever been around like it is Hawaii. That has one go off from time to time. So this is going to be very enlightening.
Well, you know that Hawaii itinerary, that's the interesting thing about the island of Saba, too. It's very dramatic diving. There's steep drop-offs and sheer walls off of Saba. And you contrast that with more of like your really amazing, just great Caribbean diving with great viz and cool reef structure there in St. Kitts. Adding Montserrat into it, it's really going to be another level of diversity that you experience in a one-week, experience kind of thing, you think?
Yeah, I think, Saba has obviously a volcanic history. It's dormant now, but a lot of the structures that you see at Saba are thousands, millions of years, hundreds of thousands of years probably, grown over with coral and everything else. And Montserrat is a lot fresher, and it'll be interesting to see the juxtaposition.
Yeah, and the CX2, this itinerary, this is where you started Explorer Ventures like 30 years ago, right?
Yeah, long, long time ago, 1987. We started running from St. Martin down to Saba, St. Kitts, and we've been doing it ever since. It's one of my favorite parts of the world. It's my favorite itinerary that we run. Not necessarily, I mean, all of them are great, but it's just near and dear to my heart. So
absolutely. Well, you can be on board with us June 1st. Book it now, and we'll see you there. We got more coming up from the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California next.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm at the Long Beach Scuba Show, just having the time of my life, hanging out with my dive industry friends and me, making new ones too. And I got Marco right now from SEAC Dive Equipment. Now, they have been nice enough to supply the snorkels for the Scuba Radio Blast-Off event that we've done at the DEMA show this past year, also at BTS and now at the Scuba Show. And it was a huge, huge success at all three events. And Marco, thank you for hooking us up with the snorkels to making this this thing possible. You haven't seen it yourself. You have not witnessed the snorkel blast off, but you're anxious to see it for yourself. Maybe tonight at the party.
Not, but tonight at the party for sure.
Yes.
And you do it again tomorrow morning, right?
That's right. We're doing it three times, but we're going to do it at a party tonight at the Federal. They're having a big blowout here at the Scuba Show Saturday night as part of the diving festivities, and we're going to do it there too. And Marco will be able to witness what he has contributed to. But it's quite a spectacle. We got video of it and everything. It's probably up on Facebook, the whole thing. But SEAC makes great diving equipment, not just snorkels, but BCs and everything, and that's what you're showcasing here at the Scuba Show, right?
Absolutely, yes. SEAC is carrying four different lines: scuba diving equipment, snorkeling equipment, swimming equipment, and free diving and spear fishing equipment.
There you go. Yeah, and SEAC is how you say SEAC, and you can go to their website. What, SEAC USA? Is that what it is?
SEACSUB.com. SEACSUB.com.
SEACSUB.com, yeah.
That's the international website.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, they're actually very popular, especially in the freediving world stuff as well, but they got some really nice gear. And so you're out here in California. Is this you've been coming to the Scuba Show for a few years, or is this kind of new for you?
This is the sixth year for for SAC, yes.
Okay, so you love coming out here to the West Coast because you guys are down in South Florida, in my neck of the woods.
We are based in Miami. We love the scuba show. I think Mae Young is making a great job with this show to make it grow every year. So we are always so happy to come here.
And he's very helpful to our crew at Scuba Radio for supplying snorkels for silly games that we like to do. So we really appreciate their assistance. SEACSUB.com.
Yes.
There you go. Marco, thank you so much. We got more coming up from Long Beach and the Scuba Show next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
You know the fine for littering in the state of California, Chavez?
Yes, sir!
I don't care if the legs die. I'm a California man. I'm a California man. I'm a California man.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are in Long Beach, California at the Scuba Show. You guys having a good time?
Yeah!
Of course they are, because they're serving rum here at the one of the Grenada operators, Eco Dive. My friend Christine, she's one of our. She was like mermaid for a day or a week or something. We were in Grenada last time, right?
I might have been, but I tried to ignore that. But
yeah. Oh, you tried to block that out, as we do. Yes, yeah. Christine is awesome gal, and they are here set up at the Scuba Show, sharing the love of Grenada diving, right?
Yes, we are. You got it. We got our rum. We have our chocolate, just to make sure people stop and talk.
Yeah,
and we get to talk about why we love Grenada so much.
That's
so.
Right.
We
and promoting Dive Fest.
Yeah,
you know, we got Grenada Dive Fest happening.
Third year.
Yeah, it's going to be September 30th through October 4th.
You got it.
I'm looking at the numbers like they do them backwards compared to what we do in the U.S. You guys do it proper. We do it backwards. Maybe that's what it is. But
whichever, you know.
Yeah, she's here talking about Grenada Dive Fest. We're going to be there with our mermaids doing our whole thing. And
awesome.
You might be a mermaid then, too. You can
probably talk me into it. Yeah, it's warmer down there, so
that's
I can handle that.
Take another shot or two of this rum. You'll be socially lubricated and good to go. Yes, good time. So sharing the love of diving to all these West Coast folks, it's a little bit of a haul for them, but it's pretty easy for them to hop on a plane from L.A., get maybe connect in Miami, and then straight down.
And then Grenada's so peaceful, you'll catch yourself in a day, and then we're good for the action.
Yes. Now, Dive Fest has been going on, this is which year?
Third year
of Grenada Dive Fest.
Lucky number three.
Yeah, and Scuba Radio is going to be there. We're going to have some fun and do a few things. And we're going to do Carriacou, and then we're going to do the main island of Grenada. So half and half, you can spend a week and really just have a whole bunch of time. Just a great time. It's one of the coolest places on the planet.
Full of awesome.
Awesome. People and just or just
people
awesome
and
period.
Environmental activities and diving and reefs and wrecks and free diving, and it's going to be great.
There you go. It is
every year. It's a lot of fun.
Now, Eco Dive is the operation that Christine works at specifically there in Grenada. What have you guys been seeing lately there in the waters?
Ooh, marine life?
Yeah.
We had, no joke, our first school of manta rays.
Really?
2 weeks ago.
Wow.
When
like how many
all of
you
our
figure?
People. There were four.
Okay.
Which for us is exciting. We
that
see
counts
manta rays.
As a school.
We're getting our time, but to see them all at once, and it was on a beginner dive. So we had a bunch of DSDs.
Wow.
And you look off the reef ledge and you get your manta rays. It's awesome.
They get up and you say, yeah, it's like this every day.
Yeah, every single time you go.
Right.
But the day I left, we were out at King Mitch, which is one of our offshore sites, and we had our reef sharks, we had a silky, we had nurse sharks, we had loggerheads.
Nice.
100-foot viz on that day, so it's not always like that. Our 60 to 85 is probably regular, but it's good. It's
that
good right
amazing.
Now. The viz is nice. So water's getting warmer, and we're babies, so we're happy about that.
There
we're back up
go.
At 78.
More babies of marine life, you mean?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, just double check. You never know.
That's
in Grenada. Yes, of course. Now, I got to say, Christine, Dive Fest will happen, once again, end of September, 30th of September into October 4th of this year. You can book that trip, split up a week between the islands and all the dive operators. There's a handful on Grenada. There's a couple in Carriacou.
Yeah, you got five
like
to pick from in Grenada, three in Carriacou.
Right.
Lots of chance to mix it up. You get a ferry ride or a little plane ride in the middle. It's just amazing.
Yeah. A lot of diversity in the diving there, so you can really mix it up, you know, as far as just hanging around with all the folks, too. But that little ferry, real easy trip to get between the two, you know, Carriacou and Grenada.
Super, really, really pretty.
The Spice Island, so you can go up there, do some cool surface interval and figure out how they make, what, cocoa and spice or nutmeg or God knows what.
Or just how to cook with all your nutmegs and your mace and your clove and your cinnamon right from the tree.
Or just throw it in a drink. They do that.
That right? always Sometimes. Works.
Yes, exactly.
The and then cinnamon stick to stir the cocktail, you know? You got it. Right there. Right
yeah.
there.
Yeah, well, we, you know, years ago we were there in Grenada and we did a really awesome video. We went to a waterfall. What was that place called?
We were up at Seven Sisters.
Seven Sisters. That's
what it was. Into a mermaid.
That's right. That's why I brought it up.
Seven Sisters.
it turns people into mermaids when you go there sometimes.
Yeah. And recently Golden Falls has opened up too.
Yeah.
Which is exciting. I mean, it's always been there in Grenada, but the way the vegetation and stuff has changed. You can get in now.
Yeah.
And half of the waterfall is sulfur and half the waterfall is spring water.
Oh.
So it's like half cold and half hot.
Wow.
And it has the golden color because of the sulfur down the mountain. So
interesting. Okay. So,
got something else going on.
Yeah, that
Outdoor
is so cool. You know, the thing you can do on your surface interval there is what really sets it apart. I have so many great memories of our adventures in that part of the world, Grenada and Carriacou. In Carriacou, we did like the mud bath thing.
You sure did.
Yeah, we got some really crazy pictures.
20 years younger. I mean, that's exactly where that came from.
I've been preserved. That's what it is in crab poo or something. I don't know what it is, but they said, here, rub it all over you. And
you'll
magic. And usually it costs like $500 to do this at a spa.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
We're just going to throw it at you, and you can rub it all over you, and it'll preserve you and make you all exfoliated and stuff. So you can do all this crazy stuff on your surface interval in between the diving there in Grenada and Carriacou. It's truly a great place, but Dive Fest is going to be the time to go. So if you want to go, we got a link to it at scubaradio.com. But, of course, you could just go to the website for Grenada or EcoDive.
EcoDive.
Yeah, EcoDiveGrenada.com.
Or Pure Diving Grenada. That's for our dive association.
Right.
So we're working with tourism together for the Dive Fest.
Right.
So PureDivingGrenada.com, there's a Dive Fest page. You can link all the operators. You get all your info.
Yeah, there's some little special packages you can check out and that kind of thing and join the crew when we're there that week. We'll be doing our show that week. It's been too long since we've been to the island, for sure. I lost count. Yeah.
It's more than five fingers, so it's too long.
True. Yeah, I can't even remember what happened yesterday, let alone a few years ago. But I can't wait to get back. Dive Fest is going to be great. Cool mantas you just saw.
Yeah.
You got a bunch of wrecks and stuff that you can dive.
What
are the top
year.
Three dive sites here in Grenada, you figure?
Not fair.
Or like, just three of the most popular. About that.
Well, the Bianca Sea.
Of course, yes.
Our big cruise liner shipwreck. She's aging, but she's impressive, 600 feet of hull.
Very common to see the Spotted Eagle Rays cruise.
Off the bow of the Bianca Sea. Yeah, they do some good sailing off the bow.
Right.
Two new wrecks last year. So they're not as well known yet, but Tyrrell Bay, which is a military vessel, all opened up for awesome penetration options.
Yeah.
And the Anina. Both advanced open water level dives, depending on where we are.
Sculpture Park? What about that?
Sculpture Park. Everybody's heard of the Sculpture Park.
Yeah. Well, you can snorkel it. That's one of the places where you can snorkel or dive.
Awesome photography. Or the second half of a dive when you come in off the wall. Take your time, find a frogfish, do your thing, say hi to a statue, carry on.
I think we saw a seahorse there.
Oh, yeah,
is
probably.
That right?
Yeah,
is that possible?
Yeah.
There you go.
See,
I mean, they got a bunch of marine life, but the Sculpture Park there in Grenada, pretty unique dive site compared to a lot of places
in
the world.
Jason started.
That's where he started that whole thing, huh?
He was in Grenada 3 weeks ago. He came back to take photos and just for a family vacation, but it was his first work. So we were telling jokes and stories about when he first showed up and all the ways he tried to get things done, but...
Nice.
Yeah. You got to see the roots.
There you go. You got to see how it's progressed, how the marine life has reacted to his sculptures and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And then, of course, they do have the rum. There was a thing. Are they still serving up the rocket fuel? When you don't have to dive the day after at least a few hours,
the
under the nice
counter
pad.
Stuff, or some of that under the counter spiced stuff.
Well, I don't know what
the
it was,
has a little
but
bit
they
of everything
they called
it
rocket fuel, and I was like, "Yep, that'll get you there quicker." He's like, "Count down to takeoff, blast off," and next thing you know, yesterday? I don't remember that kind of thing.
It's all good.
Yeah, it is. You don't mix the two. But, you know, when you're not diving, you can partake in a lot of cool surface interval things.
Mix it with some of our spring water rum. It's a good mix.
Right. Go see a waterfall.
Lionfish dinner in between. You
oh, there you
deal.
Go. Oh, yeah. Food, great. I mean, you know, they don't call it the Spice Island for nothing.
No. We know how to make use of
mix
that.
Mix it up. Yeah. So, once again, Dive Fest, end of September. The website, you can go to the link from scubaradio.com or go to EcoDive, right?
Grenada.com, yeah.
EcoDive Grenada.com. And what are you serving up here, by the way, rum-wise?
We
is it a special Grenadian rum thing you're doing?
We have some Westerhall Extra Old.
Westerhall, is that actually done in Grenada? Or just
Oh, God, yeah. That's Grenada. Westerhall, yeah.
They just said, here, drink this rocket fuel last time. I didn't really get locked into the name brand stuff, per se. They said, here, drink this. It'll get you there quicker.
Premium Extra Old we have here for later on today. And I also have some of the... it's kind of like chocolate ice cream in a cup, but we have something. It's a chocolate liqueur made from Grenadian organic chocolate.
Nice. See, and so that's what you do at a show here like the Scuba Show. You give people a little taste of Grenada.
Just how fantastic it is.
Yeah, you get them a little socially lubricated. Next thing you know, you're talking about booking a trip to the Spice Island, and then they're good to go.
Sounds like a good deal to me. It's fun. Yes. I like to see new faces.
Well, yeah, and they like to see you.
I saw some dolphins this morning on my walk to work. It was great.
It's a good thing.
Can't go wrong.
The water's a little cooler than what you're used to in Grenada, though, right? Just a tad. Trust me on that. I know.
Friends up here offering options to get in and dive. I mean,
you should. It's worth it.
We will.
Yeah.
When we have more time to do the dry suit thing.
Go at a different time of year. Come out here. Go to Catalina or something. But yeah, or you could dry suit.
We're too lucky. Our water.
We are warm water wusses. All right. Well, Christine, always a pleasure to see you. Can't wait for Dive Fest. See you then. Okay.
Have a good show. Thank you.
We'll do. We got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
There's been some articles on the web lately about how certain chemicals in sunscreens are bad for you, the environment, and are killing coral. A lot of it is overhyped marketing propaganda. Just know, Reef Safe Sunscreen by Tropical Seas has been independently tested and scientifically proven to protect you from the sun and not harm ocean inhabitants or the reefs. Since 1995, over $500,000 has been spent in testing to prove what it says it is, Reef Safe. Can other sun care companies claim this level of commitment to back up their claims? Not likely. For Reef Safe, it's not about the ingredients as much as how they work together to create a waterproof sunscreen molecule that forms a breathable film on your skin. Plus, Reef Safe biodegrades before creating issues for marine life and the coral we all want to enjoy and protect. Go with the original. Reef Safe. For more info, go to reefsafesun.com.
Protect the sea and you and me. Reefsafesun.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
The Florida Keys offers many underwater attractions. However, one of those is uniquely land-based at the History of Diving Museum in Isla Mirada, Florida. The History of Diving Museum focuses on man's quest to explore under the sea and is home to one of the largest collections of historic diving equipment in the world. Immerse yourself in a free series of diving presentations and programs every month. Plan your visit now at divingmuseum.org. The History of Diving Museum is brought to you by the Monroe County Tourist Development Council. Mile marker 83, Isla Mirada, Florida Keys.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You're missing all the fun. These people are great. Some of them have been partying all night long. They sing songs till they get too cold, and then they go sit by the fire, and they get warm, and then they come back, and they sing some more.
California knows how to party. California knows how to party.
Yes, they do. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're in Long Beach, California at the Scuba Show, just having a big time. I'm wandering the aisles, giving you a little glimpse of what it's like at this big event out here on the left coast. Now, I'm with our new friends from Shearwater Research. Kurt has been working with Shearwater Dive Computers for how many years now, Kurt?
A little over 15 years.
15 years he's been there.
From the very beginning.
Yeah, and you're here, you know, you've done this show before. You've met some of these West Coast divers.
Many shows. I do all the shows in the U.S.
Right, but it's new for the new, Big Cheese.
CEO.
You betcha. Well, yeah, you like Big Cheese better or Big Kahuna?
I'm
going to
go with CEO. It's ambiguous enough.
Yes, but we have Jim Hart. He is the new CEO at Shearwater Research. So this is a brand new thing for you. So we got
15 years.
Okay, so Kurt's kind of giving you the runaround of like, hey, here's what we do, but you're jumping right in, meeting all these divers. But this whole industry kind of thing is new for you, and you're kind of help guide the ship for Shearwater to get the word out there on these dive computers and things, or what?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm here this weekend to listen and learn a heck of a lot more than I am to talk to people. I appreciate this opportunity, but while the world of diving is somewhat new to me, the environment feels something similar to other elements of my past.
Well, that's right. He used to work with Mustang Survival, where it makes the life vests for boaters and things, and he looked familiar. I was like, I heard you were going to be here, and I was like, I think I've interviewed this guy on our World of Boating radio show years ago in Fort Lauderdale or Miami at one of the boating events, and now you're heading up a big dive computer company. So that's kind of a cool thing. And there's a commonality of we got to get to the dive site and be safe, and when we're underwater, you got to be in a dive computer and be safe. So you kind of see the need of this product to be pushed properly in the industry, right?
Absolutely. The parallels between Mustang Survival and Shearwater just wash over me every day and really are making me feel comfortable in an environment and a market that that isn't all that foreign to me, really. I like the parallels between the companies. It's serious products. It's life-saving products that are chosen by the most demanding and the most selective users. And that feels pretty good. And as good as the product is with Shearwater, what's even better is the way they treat their customers and the customer service.
Yes. Well, you know, I've learned a lot about them over the last couple of years. You really got this dive computer niche, Kurt, that you guys have been zeroed in on and kind of came out of the tech diving market and kind of took over. And now you've kind of branched off into more mainstream recreational divers that are taking advantage of all this high-tech technology that you've crammed into this wrist mount, you know, dive watch. What, the Terek is the hot new item right now, wouldn't you say?
That's correct. So, you know, we started in the tech computer business. Right. Bruce Partridge started that because he saw a need for coming out with a computer that was easier to use. Because back then, they were hard. I mean, you had to highlight the manual on how to change a gas. It was difficult to read underwater. And so he said, I can build a better computer. So that's when he came up with the idea. And because he is a programmer, he says, you know, I'm a diver. I know what divers want. I'm going to program it and build a computer that's going to work for people. So
right.
We started out in the tech arena, but as we grew and the tech industry is a little more, it's a lot smaller than the recreational market, and we wanted to continue to grow. So that's when we started thinking of ideas on what can we do with our technology for building a great computer and adapt it to the recreational market, and that's what we've done over the years.
Yeah, and make it very intuitive too, like you said, just easy to use. So you don't have to be a big tech diver to take advantage of this technology, because really what you're trying to do is just make it easier for people to know what's on their dive computer, how to get to the information they need at a quick glance, and not have to be like a computer nerd to figure it out, right?
Sure, and you know, Greg, you use that word intuitive, and that really is exactly the one that I heard. I've heard it this morning as somebody picked up the new Terek, and they said, this is cool. I already know how to use this.
Right.
Never mind going looking at the owner's manual.
Yeah, we don't do that, especially guys. Women might be a little bit more in tune with that, but guys, no, I can't crack open the owner's manual. That's cheating. But you don't need to. It really is very intuitive, really cool, and the displays on the wrist mount, Terek in particular, just phenomenal. visually. And you know, I have to wear contacts or prescription mask and that kind of stuff. But even without it, I can read this stuff. You guys have really thought that through for the aging population that might have some issues seeing some of these controls and figures and things, right, Kurt?
That's correct. So one of the most common comments when a new customer comes up to our booth is they say, "Wow, I can actually read that."
Right. Yeah, you've actually thought that through. Because, yeah, I've had dive computers in the past where I'm like, daggone it. And, you know, I didn't have my prescription mask with me. And I'm like, that's not good if I don't know how much air I have left how much bottom
done. And they're also very easy to use. And I say, here's what we do at Shearwater. We actually, up at the factory, we have a monkey in a cage up there.
Yeah.
And when we make a change to our programming, we hand the new computer to this monkey.
Yeah.
And if he can figure it out in 5 minutes, a diver can also figure it out.
Right.
And that's
what
we do. Well,
I was going to say, if you ever run out of monkeys, I'm just a phone call away. So feel free to use me and abuse me. But you got to check them out. Shearwater.com is the website. Jim, Kurt, a pleasure. We look forward to diving with you guys sometime, okay?
Awesome. Thanks for the welcome, Greg.
You got it. And we got more coming up in hour two from the Long Beach Scuba Show. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
What do they got? A lot of sun. Each little clown here know how to jam here under the sea. Each little slug here cutting a rug here under the sea. Each little snail here know how to whale here. That's why it's hotter under the water. Yeah, we in luck here, down in the muck here under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.